la la. Oh my my, things get cooking around 5:15. Men get stupid and women roll their eyes. And Tammy does a shimmy at the fish fry.
All right, let's see if we can talk about getting some fish in the pan and out of the water. You had any reports at all, Navidomskis, on ice conditions yet?
Yeah, the only place that was really still ice fishing was Strawberry, and I would recommend it now because it's melting fast. There's open water around the outside, and that snow that was piled up is becoming water. So water on the ice. So pretty much ice fishing is done.
Yeah. So is Panguitch clear now? Because all the videos I saw from the problems with the dam at Panguitch was there was all ice in the background. I don't know how old that was.
Yeah, you know what? That is all done too. I mean, As far as the dam, they put a lot of new rocks on. It was just the top 2 feet.
Yeah,
that was
just a piece of it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it's a tough time for rivers too, and you know we were just talking about the Provo down, about the cleanup effort next week. But
well, the rivers are going to be high. I mean, yeah, my fish bites is definitely going to move it to lakes, and I'll move right into it. But
okay,
the river fishing is not going to be good. It's high everywhere. I mean, I haven't seen a river. I've looked at 4 of them this week. None of them are fishable. They've got to get those lakes down. They were at 7. There's collectively 70%. But with the water we have to fill that up, it'll go over the top. So they've got to make room. So yeah. I'm not advising fishing rivers right now. Spring is a great time because the trout get really active. They want to spawn, the cuts and the rainbows anyway. And, if you're fishing up at Bear Lake, it's really good if you get near the mouths of the rivers because all those Bear Lake cuts go up to spawn and you can really get some lunkers. But that ended, I think it was the 18th, the 16th, something like that. So now you can't fish in that region of Bear Lake because, you know, they want to protect the spawn. So I'm telling everybody it's time to fish lakes. And by the way, it's good lake fishing right now, really good, because our mornings are really cool. Like we're still waking up to 30s and 40s in the morning, particularly at the mid-range lakes. So get the family out. The fish are along the shore right now. You can get them, 40 feet out or less. Even 10, 12 feet. Just got to keep it off the bottom, and there's a lot of strategies. But I want to talk specifically about Utah Lake. I kind of talked a little bit about Utah Lake last week, and I didn't think I did it justice because right now this is when you go to Utah Lake. It's a very forgiving fishery. What I mean by forgiving, it's very accessible and the fishing's really good. So you can take those anglers that aren't, athletic, and it's a good time to get out there. The kids are going to love it. The white bass, for example, you're going to get one on every cast. And there's nothing like something tugging on your rod when you're a kid. You don't care what it is. White bass, anything is great. They're all over the lake, but where you're going to find them is where the rivers that are coming in, because they're drawn to the current. The white bass move in to where there's a current coming because they have that urge to spawn. And so literally all those tributaries, and there's so many. There's American Fork. There's the Provo. You can go on and on. There's, I don't know how many, 7, I think, tributaries into Utah Lake, and all of them are going to have the white bass congregating at the mouths. And really, any jig, it's such easy fishing. Just throw out a white jig, chartreuse jig, mostly white, and reel it. You're going to have one on always. And here's the good thing about those that I neglected to tell anybody last week when I was talking about fishing for cats. Now, of the fishing at Utah Lake, cat fishing is my favorite. Those are big fish. Lots of them, too. And I gave you ideas about worms and shrimp, which is good, and also stink baits. But really, there's an ordinance at Utah Lake, and I think it's only that lake, in my knowledge, that allows this, and that is white bass. So when you catch a white bass, and you can get a bucket full literally in a half hour. I mean, they're that easy to catch. And you chunk them up with a fillet knife and put them on your hook, and then that's catfish bait, as good as it gets. Those catfish love the white bass. They're looking for it. That smell is what they're after. So of all the baits to fish for catfish at Utah Lake, I think white bass is the best.
Yeah.
But you got to catch a white bass. But again, you want to get it near the bottom, but not on the bottom. And sometimes it gets caught up in the rocks and in the moss, and the fish smell it, but they can't get to the bait as easily. So the way you want to do it is just keep it away from the weight. Like I say, I like an egg sinker where the line goes through the egg sinker, so it kind of floats off the bottom an inch or two, and the catfish take it, gobble it, and then run with it. And that's really fun to have your rod just take off. And then the other is off a bubble. A bubble's great. You want it about 6-7 feet down near the bottom, but not on the bottom. And again, if you got white bass on there, you're going to catch big cats. And these are big cats. We're not talking 12, 16-inch cats. We're talking 30-inch cats. Woo! We're talking catfish, you know, from anywhere from the 4 to 12 pound weight.
And you think you've caught it or hooked on a log somewhere?
I don't think
no,
I'm man enough.
They fight really hard. They jiggle around. I mean, they don't have that head shake that trout have.
Yeah.
But they're active and they're going hard. This is the most active cats are of the whole calendar year.
Wow, okay.
So if you want to do this, if you've never done this, it's easy to do, so go for it. And you really got about another 3 weeks of maybe 4 weeks of really good catfishing, and it starts right now with these warm sunny days and the time of year. They're gonna spawn, and more importantly, they're gonna eat. They're really active right now.
I'll tell you, your tip on cutting up the meat of a white bass and using it reminds me, when I was growing up, we'd go catch bluegill.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
man, you could cut up a bluegill or a perch that happened to be, you know, something you've already brought in. And we would have 100 fish days with bluegill. And my mom would make us, you know, do all of the descaling, and then we'd put them in the freezer. And man, we got tired of eating that after about 3 weeks.
Well, let me say this. The black crappie are also in that same region right now. They too are spawning. And again, they like that yellow and white jig, curlicues. Yeah. They can't miss. You can eat those crappie, eat those white bass, and like I say, they're great pan. That's why they call them panfish, because they fit in the pan just fine. But, yeah, cut them up. And, by the way, bluegill eat a flower petal if you throw it in the water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but these cats love the white bass, so take advantage of that.
Great tips this week. All right, we have to break. We'll do that for news at the top of the hour. On the other side, I did want to get some more information from our state veterinarian about this disease that has affected almost, I don't know, somewhere between 9 and 12 beavers in various counties. So we'll do that next.